Hello everyone, I'm currently away, but as I was stuck in Atlanta Airport for 2 hours, I worked this out and I wanted to share it with you. Now, of all the many things that John Maynard Keynes got wrong about economics, one of the most grievous was his idea that in order for the economy to grow, consumers need to spend and that saving is bad. In this video, I want to show you exactly why that is wrong. I'm going to take you through a quick scenario. And for this scenario, the only thing that you need to bear in mind is that there is a 40% flat rates of tax on all earnings. Let us imagine that there is a government employee who is paid 100 gold pieces a month, of which he is taxed, of course, 40. This leaves him with 60 left to spend. He takes that 60 gold pieces and he buys 60 gold pieces worth of goods from Black Lesbian, on which she is taxed 24, leaving her with 36 left to spend. She takes that 36 gold pieces and she buys 36 gold pieces worth of goods from Based Liz, on which she is taxed 14, leaving her with 22 left to spend. And Based Liz takes 22 gold pieces and she gives them to Bantu in exchange for 22 gold pieces worth of goods, on which he is taxed 9, leaving him with 13 left to spend. And then he buys 13 gold pieces worth of goods from the Mother of Truth, on which she is taxed 5, leaving her with 8 left to spend. And she buys 5 gold pieces worth of goods from Social Justice Detective, on which he is taxed 3, leaving him with 2 to spend. And he buys 2 gold pieces worth of goods from the Gypsy, on which he is taxed 1. And of course, being a Gypsy, he pockets the 1 that he has left. Now, the total taxes recouped by the government from all of this, from the 100 that it paid the government employee originally, is 99. And just in case you don't believe me, here are all the numbers. If you add all of those up, it makes 99. So you can see that with all of this spending activity, nothing has actually grown. Nobody at any point of the way grew. The government has made no extra money. None of the people along the line have made any extra money. Growth is practically zero. In fact, in order to pay government employee for the next month, the government must find one additional gold piece to recover the one that the Gypsy pocketed. Now let's take you through a different scenario. Let's imagine that the government employee for the next 4 months saves rather than spends that 60 that he gets. This means that he is taxed 160, that's 40 every month, and he saves 240, that's 60 every month. Let's just imagine that he's saved up enough to eat for this entire time and doesn't have to worry about those everyday costs. Now, let's say that he takes this 240 gold pieces and invests it in raw materials. Let's say he spotted a gap in the market for cappuccino and he spends the 240 on packed coffee and milk. He then combines these two products to make his new product, the cappuccino, which he sells at 100% markup to make 480. Let's see how all of this works out. So what did the tax man take? Well, he took 96 gold pieces from the sellers after the 240 purchase of the raw materials, and he took 192 from the 480 in sales. Taxes from sales, therefore, is 288. And of course, he took the 160 taxes from the original wages. So total taxes from all of this is 448, which makes him 48 gold pieces up on the 400 it paid to its employee. Government employee, meanwhile, is left with 288, that is 48 up on the 240 he had after taxes. The moral of this is that in order to make money, you actually need to save in the first place. For all capital investment requires somebody somewhere to save. That is, foregoing their short run time preference for gratification now to speculate on gratification at some point in the future. In this case, government employee forwent spending all those goods and services on himself for 4 months, And then he took a punt on buying the raw materials. He speculated in order to accumulate. That is, he read the market, and then he ended up, of course, making a profit at the end of it. So all entrepreneurial activity requires this element of speculation. He was speculating that there was a gap in the market for cappuccinos, which he then filled. And if you notice, the capital investment part required the saving in order to achieve his plan. So there it is. I hope you can see why John Maynard Keynes was wrong. Till next time.
And a very special thanks to Sir Percy Blakeney, the Crimson Satyr, Time Stealer, Yuri Nelson, Macadamia, Rosie Alpaca, Kuzga, Holy Spatula, Bruno Liette, Tragic Vision, Michael Burt, Ginger Bill, Blake Barrows, Charles Vincent, and Edward Darrah.